We're veering a little bit off of our usual course this afternoon. The primary focus here on the channel is exposing the woke and the social justice warriors in the world of sports. It's just a little bit of a slow news day today, so I wanted to share this story with you. It does pertain a little bit to the direction of the channel. It is about wokeness and social justice warriors. And Oberlin College, they do have a football team, so that makes it a little bit sports related, right? The main reason I wanted to share this with you, besides the fact that it's a slow news day, is because this story is not receiving any mainstream attention, and it should. This story, I don't want to say it should be the headline across all media, but it should at least be mentioned by the media because it illustrates how ridiculous the woke culture has become. This supposed culture that we're supposed to adhere to, all about tolerance and inclusion. This story clearly shows you that these people are not about tolerance and inclusion. They're about victimhood. They're about pushing your boundaries of acceptance. They're about bringing attention on themselves. Now, this video, it's probably going to get demonetized by YouTube rather quickly. Some social justice warrior is going to complain to YouTube about it. They're going to strike the channel, but I don't care. You guys are doing a great job sharing my WNBA video from this morning. I appreciate that. It's gotten over 6,000 views in 4 hours. Should be over 10,000 by tonight. So I've made my money here on YouTube for today. I am willing to do this video for you guys for free. Have you ever heard of Oberlin College? Yeah, didn't think so. Me either. I hadn't heard of it until I saw this story. Oberlin College is a school in Ohio. Average tuition, around $56,000 per year, which is a complete ripoff. I don't know what they specialize in, but unless you're going to college to be a doctor or a lawyer, maybe even an engineer, there is not a university in the country worth $56,000 a year. Don't waste your money. What does your money get you at Oberlin College? Not only does it get you a diploma worth dog shit in the real world, Oberlin College will also train your college-aged kids to be a loyal social justice warrior. Oberlin College has a dedicated safe space for a segment of their student population. Safe space. Oh, it sounds so wonderful. Our own little fiefdom where we will be safe from all the people who think we're out of our minds. This safe space is a dormitory for women and transgender people. Now, the first thing I thought when I read that was, wait a minute. I thought the LGBTers were trying to insulate themselves into society. I thought they were trying to make it the norm. How in the hell are you going to achieve that by segregating yourselves from the rest of the campus population? But I digress. I admit I don't know much about the LGBT cause. I'll just assume they know what the hell they're doing. The safe space at Oberlin College was invaded recently. Now, if you're thinking they were invaded by termites, you would be wrong. Perhaps they had a roach infestation. No roaches either. Though it is a college dorm room, I'm sure roaches are all over the place. But that wasn't the problem here. Insects were not the issue. The safe space at Oberlin College was invaded by cisgender men. Yeah. Now, if you're wondering what the hell a cisgender man is, I'll explain it to you. Cisgender. It's the new woke term for us heterosexual men. So if you're a dude and you're into women, you are cisgender. Now that we've explained the newest meaning of sexuality, we can continue with the story. This invasion of the safe space by cisgender men, oh, it just sent one student at Oberlin College into a panic. Cisgender men will be in my private space. They're going to bring their heterosexual germs into my dorm room. These cisgender men, they were not invading to crash a party. They weren't there trying to get laid. They weren't breaking in trying to steal cheap beer. These dudes came to the dorm to fix the radiator. They were repairmen. I know this is breaking news right here, but Ohio tends to get cold in the winter. It's mid-October, winter's right around the corner. You kind of need a radiator in the winter in Ohio to provide heat. But this particular student at Oberlin College, they weren't worried about that. He was worried about cisgender men invading his safe space. He also complained that he was not given enough notice by the university that heterosexual deviants would be dirtying up his dorm room. First of all, this kid clearly spoiled. He views anyone that's not just like him, which is over 90% of the country, as peasants. His rich parents, who I partially blame for this, have sheltered this kid from the real world his entire life. I would imagine he's never had to deal with real adversity, not getting things his way. Now, all of that is just speculation on my part, but I doubt it's far from the truth. But I have a solution. I'm solutions oriented. I have a solution to this kid's problem. It's a simple solution, actually. Don't send cisgender repairmen to his safe space. Let his ass freeze all winter. Let him rely only on the body heat of his fellow trans roommates. But there's a problem with that too. There's a pandemic. We must stay 6 feet apart from each other. We can't cuddle and warm each other up. We might get the COVID. Okay. I'm a man of compromise. There's another way that we can solve this problem. How about this? Why don't we let this kid find his own radiator repairman to fix the radiator? Someone that he will be comfortable allowing in his safe space. That's a fair solution, right? Great. So now all we need to do is find a non-binary, transgender radiator repairman. Now that shouldn't be too difficult, right? Let's get started with our search. Oberlin College is located in Oberlin, Ohio. There are just over 8,000 people in Oberlin. The median age of people living there is 23. That's not good. That's bad, actually. That's really young. Doesn't bode well for finding an experienced radiator repairman, but let's keep going. Politically, Oberlin's basically split. They lean a little bit Democrat, but for easy math, let's just say it's split 50-50. 50% Republican, 50% Democrat. So that eliminates half the population of Oberlin. There aren't too many Republican non-binary transgender people walking the streets. 15% of Oberlin is under the age of 18. So if I'm doing my math correctly, that leaves us about 3,400 people to choose from. Now take half out for being Republican and take the 1,200 kids out. Leaves us with 3,400 people. According to recent studies, less than 1% of the American population is transgender. Now, let's just assume for what we're doing, let's just assume 1% for easy math here. That leaves us with 34 people that would be permitted to fix this kid's radiator. Of those 34 non-binary transgender people, how many of them do you think can fix a damn radiator? They can probably fix your hair. Probably even fix your nails. I highly doubt they'll be able to fix your radiator for the winter. Do you see how ridiculous this is? And why hasn't the media jumped on this story? This story was covered by 4 outlets: Fox News, Barstool, The Daily Mail, and The New York Post. Why is there silence from the mainstream media? Because they don't want you to know about this. This story defies their agenda of inclusion and tolerance. It also shows people how ridiculous the woke agenda has become. They know 99% of the population would find this story to be ludicrous. But to hell with the media, I want to know what you think. Give me your thoughts on this college kid at Oberlin College being triggered by cisgender peasants trying to help him out and fix his radiator. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.